Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
We're down here at the 2012 Senior Bowl, live in Mobile, Alabama. We're joined with the Arizona quarterback, Nick Foles. You're down here in Mobile, man. This is the place where the top collegiate guys get invited to. When you started your career in Arizona, did you think this might be one of the places you might end up?
Honestly, this was always a goal. You always want to be among the best, and I'm very, fortunate to be here, and I'm just embracing everything that's going on here right now. It's an exciting time in my life to go through this.
And when you get to Arizona, I mean, can you believe it's come and gone, man, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the NFL?
Oh, it's crazy. College career flew by, and now I'm getting an opportunity to do what I've always dreamed about doing, so it's surreal, but just cherishing every moment and making the most of it.
Yeah, and when you look back on your college career, was there a certain person, a coach, even a teammate, or somebody who was kind of helpful, a mentor, if you will?
I had several great people coaching around me, but we had a great strength program with all the strength coaches, Coach Ed, B.O., and then my position coach, Coach Frank Selfo, was a great mentor to me. He taught me a lot, and always keep in touch with those guys. We're all family, so without them, I wouldn't be here right now, so I'm very thankful.
Yeah, definitely. And was there a certain game, a season, where it kind of sunk in that the skill set was there to get here?
I always believed in myself.
Okay.
I've always continued to work hard, and I think at this skill in football, you can always learn to improve. And in my heart, I always felt like I could get here. And you got to put the work in. You got to do it on the field, and you got to be that player on and off the field. So I've always had confidence in myself to get here. And then you can have confidence in yourself and not get here,
yeah.
But it worked out to where, I'm here right now and enjoying it.
And that's a great point, because every kid who kind of goes and plays big-time football, they definitely have the confidence, but there's still that it factor
exactly.
To get where you're at today. For you, when you're looking at your game and some of the things you do well, what when these scouts that are down here now, what's that one part of your game that they're not going to notice that you think you do kind of particularly well, just gets...
I feel comfortable when the game's on the line. A two-minute drill, I think two-minute drill is a big part of my game. You just go out there and you just play football. You get the ball down the field fast when you have to, when there's a lot of pressure on the line. And another thing is, I don't know if they notice it or not, but throughout the years I've continued to grow as a player. You see improvements statistically, the way I fundamentally look on tape. Every year it's a great improvement, and that's something that you can always do. So I'm going to continue to improve and work hard.
Nice. And I was talking with Ryan Lindley, the San Diego State quarterback, a little while ago. And I asked him, what's that one thing you do pretty well? And, he was talking about his arm and, him slinging it. What's that one thing that you do kind of well? Any part of your game?
I enjoy, sometimes in football, stuff breaks down. Guys are going to get through. Things are going to happen. And you have to be able to shed tackles, step up in the pocket, move around, throw it on the run. And that's something that I enjoy doing, throwing it on the run, if it's a bootleg or if it's a scramble situation, and just making plays. That's what I like doing, and that's a part of my game that I enjoy.
And when you talk about making plays, growing up, playing Pop Warner, Pee Wee League stuff, were you kind of always a little bit better than everybody else? I mean, were you that kid that was kind of like, everybody was like all-star games, all that stuff, et cetera? And were you the quarterback?
I was always a quarterback. I played a little bit of tight end, but always a quarterback. I loved having the ball in my hands every play. Getting to make the decision, But with playing quarterback, you get a lot of criticism. When you win the game, you're going to get praised. When you lose it, it's going to be on you. And that's probably a game I love, because as a quarterback, you have to be able to take it. And I was always a guy who wanted to be the best. I wanted to be the best on my team. I wanted to be the best in the league. And as a young kid and until now, that's always been my goal. And to be the best, you got to watch the best. You got to see what they do well, and you got to add it to your game. So throughout college, I've been able to study some pro tapes, some of the best guys out there. So, and I'm still young. I still have a lot of room for improvement, and I always will. But it's something that's what's exciting about the game. You can always improve. You can always work on this. So that's what, moving forward, I hopefully get an opportunity to continue to play in the NFL and get my skills better.
Definitely. And when you look at your game and the guys that are at the next level, we put Nick Foles in an NFL uniform right now, helmet and pads, who are you going to remind us the most of your style of play that's in the NFL now?
I don't know. It'd be me. I think everybody has unique DNA, and I've enjoyed watching film on Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. Matt Ryan. I've watched them all, and those are some of the guys that I've watched and seen what they do well, and I've tried to put it in my game. But at the end of the day, it's me out there, and I'm hoping I remind everybody of me and the player I am, and at least that's my goal.
And before we wrap things up, I always like to have some fun with you guys. I call them sweeping the corners, just some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
All right.
Now, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who would you like to take out to dinner?
Minka Kelly.
Nice. Very quick off the bat. Yeah. Cool, quick for sure. And if you could be the lead singer of a boy band or a male model, which profession are you going to choose?
Probably male model.
Nice. And the last question for you. Did you have a nickname? Did your teammates call you anything?
Not necessarily the teammates. The fans like to call me Sunshine, which because I had the long blonde hair, and I guess it resembles that of the character from Remember the Titans because he was a quarterback. So the fans had fun with that, so occasionally that would come up.
Excellent. Well, Nick, we appreciate you taking some time.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck this week.
Oh, thank you.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.